School News Roll Call publication for Monrovia Unified School District. We open our January issue with an article from Dr. Catherine Thrasian entitled, Looking Back and Forward, as follows. With the arrival of the new year, I would like to take a moment to appreciate how far we've come, where we are, and where we are going. I am incredibly proud as I reflect upon our past progress, current victories, and goals for the future. This school year, Monrovia High School celebrates its 125th anniversary, and celebration events have drawn alumni from throughout the community who maintain a lasting bond with our Monrovia schools. When the Monrovia High School Library was renamed in honor of former English teacher Frank Jansen in October, Wildcat alumni from as far away as New York and Texas came to attend the ceremony. It was truly touching to witness the connection our graduates still have with one another and with their alma mater. The strong sense of community we build in Monrovia Unified enriches lives of students well beyond their school years. In the present, we can appreciate and celebrate the progress our students have made this year, individually and collectively. In November, our elementary school students showcased their coding skills as they displayed projects and conducted presentations as part of the Code to the Future program. Hard work, perseverance, and teamwork also led the Monrovia Wildcats Marching Band and Color Guard to a first-ever first-place win at the Southern California School Bands and Orchestra Association Championships. In looking ahead, exciting opportunities abound on the horizon for Monrovia Unified. Because of the overwhelming success of our dual immersion program at Monroe Elementary, the district is expanding the program to Wild Rose School of Creative Arts in August 2019 for transitional kindergarten and kindergarten. The growth of this program to a second school is an exciting addition for our district, and I encourage parents to visit our website to learn more about the program. I look forward to continuing our journey together as we head into the remainder of the school year. This concludes Dr. Thrasian's article. We at School News Roll Call urge you to read the publication in its entirety to learn more of what is happening at your school district and on your school campus.